We're hoping on that last play.
You know, we'll take it. You know, we talked to our kids about making sure they just didn't give any threes there. You know, we would take our chances with them making a play at the rim, but couldn't be prouder of these guys. You know, we just found a way, so couldn't be prouder of them.
Again, another fourth quarter with the Wildcats. We're down. You come back. You outscore Charlotte by 6 in the fourth quarter. And we talked about Justine Lynn, how much she's done, but Katie Turner really stepped up in the fourth quarter for the squad.
Yeah, you know, that kid is an intense cat, you know, and, you know, she's just a kid that thrives in these types of moments, but super proud of her. She had a big shot, you know, for us, and, you know, just telling you, we've got some tough kids and just couldn't be prouder of them.
Mackenzie Lett, 23 points, 12 rebounds, moved into 7th place all-time scoring, 5th place all-time rebounding in this game, but just talk about what she did for this team in the first half.
You know, she's just such a steady kid for us, you know. She can hit shots, she can rebound, you know. She's such a great passer. I think that's a piece of things that are just so underrated about her. She really allows us to kind of continue offense and makes other people look good. So, just really proud of her. I mean, man, she had a great game.
This team came out and played well. 2 games straight, you got wins. You're heading into the Christmas break with a 2-game winning streak. It's got to make you happy.
Yeah, super proud. You know, Merry Christmas. I mean, that's the best Christmas present I'm probably going to get. So just couldn't be happier going into Christmas on this little ride. We had such a tough stretch there right before, you know, kind of early December. And to go in with 2 wins against 2 very good teams, you know, it's really good.
So I've got to talk to Ryan about this. If the best Christmas that you're getting is 2 straight wins, he's going to step up his present game.
He does. Typically, I don't really like surprises, so I'm pretty specific about what I want for Christmas. But, yeah. You know, I think he would agree. He'd rather have me as a happy cat over Christmas than anything else.
No doubt about that. So this squad showed some resilience over the last couple of days, really battling through the big win and 2 days of practice. And just talk about the heart of this team. You talked about their such battles, but just talk about how this team has heart really going and have each other's backs.
Yeah, you know, they love each other. You know, it's obvious. You know, we were over at Coach Robin's house last night, and they're lounged out on the, you know, sofa, laying all over top of each other, having a blast. I mean, we almost had to kick them out of the house because they would have stayed there forever just hanging and having a good time. So, you know, they're just a bunch that cares so much for each other. And, you know, I'm really fortunate to be around people with such high character and, you know, just a fun group. They're a blast. I enjoy them so much.
So when we win, we wits. But everyone's trying to get out of Dodge to get to the airport, so we may have another delayed when we wits experience, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have to delay it. You know, that's a couple guys got to go catch flights and everything. But I'm hoping that they get a nice, you know, some good rest at home and get ready to come back, go down to Orlando, and get a win before we start conference.
Well, congrats on the win. We'll let you get back to the squad, and we'll talk to you after Christmas.
Sounds great. Thanks, Eric.
Davidson head coach Gail Coates, folks. The Wildcats pick up the 68-66 win over the Charlotte 49ers.